Indian Trails, brought to you by John Doe and Company. Cola, friends. This is the old trapper, all ready to take you on another journey back through the years, to stir new fires in the dead ashes of the past, and to wander down dusty, forgotten trails that the moccasined feet of the first Americans marked across the wide plains, the great mountains, and the deep, cool valleys.
Cool, trapper. Am I late?
Well, no, Danny. We're just starting. I think you can find a seat near the campfire. What held you up?
Well, I got into an argument with the boy who lives next door to me. He tried to tell me that you couldn't trust any Indian, and that they were all terrible thieves.
I know, Danny. I've heard white men say that many times. But it's not exactly true. There were some bad Indians, but most of them were pretty fine citizens. Until they were ruined by the white men's firewater and the actions of renegade whites and outlaws. You know, Danny, I can't remember one instance of an Indian tribe breaking a treaty they'd made with the white man. We were always the ones to blame because we wanted gold or land or buffalo.
And they didn't steal from each other?
No, it was considered the worst sort of a disgrace for an Indian to steal from a friend or anyone in the tribe. Why, whenever an Indian left his village for a trip, he wouldn't even bother to lock up or anything. All he did was to lay a small piece of brushwood across the door of his teepee, and no one ever touched his possession.
Then I was right. What trail are we going to follow now, old trapper?
We're going back 100 years along the old Oregon Trail to a small, brave wagon train, creaking and rocking onward across the rolling plains of Kansas, where the prairie grass was like a green sea. And the Pawnee tribesmen on their swift ponies hunted the brown buffalo. Now, among the immigrants were a boy at 12 and his 10-year-old sister. And as nightfall was coming on...
Good time we heard from Hank Fisher. It'll be dark in another hour.
There he is.
We ought to be making camp.
There he is, Dad. Straight ahead by that little clump of trees.
You're right, Dick. You've got a good set of eyes in your head, lad. Hey, looks as though we'll have buffalo steaks tonight. How'll that be for a change, Mother?
Fine. We haven't any too much food as it is.
Will we stop here, Daddy?
Yep. This'll do for today, Martha. I think we can all stand a good night's rest.
Gosh, that's a big buffalo Mr. Fisher killed. See it, Martha?
Good hunting, Hank.
Yeah, thought you'd never get here. I've been getting this bull ready for the last hour.
Here, Dick, take the lines. Swing the team up in front of Mr. Fisher. I'm going to line up the rest of the wagon.
Sure thing, Dad.
Yes. Now pull up to your regular places, men. Pack in tight as you can.
Omar.
Yes, I'm coming, Hank.
Well, what's up? Don't want to cause any excitement, Mart, but right after I left the train, I thought I saw a couple of Redskins scouting around.
Say anything to the others about it.
No.
We'll mount a double guard tonight to make sure. I don't think the Indians will bother us much anyway.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mart. The Pawnees have been plenty mad about the buffalo hunters in this section.
Well, there's nothing much we can do now except, well, keep a sharp lookout. I'll get a couple of men to give you a hand with the buffalo meat.
Dad!
bad.
What's the matter, Dick?
Look!
Indians! Come on, Hank. Organize the men at the end of the line. Now, you women and children, get down behind the wagon. Oh, Johnson, grab the horses. Everybody hold your fire until I give the signal.
Shoot your gun, Dad.
Good. You take your sister and duck under the wagon.
Oh, listen, Dad.
Dick.
All right, I'll go. Come on, Martha.
Hold. Now hold, everybody. All right. Now, fire!
Martha, they may not find us.
Where is everybody?
I don't know. I think they're all dead.
Shh. Oh, pale face.
Let go, my sister, you.
Pale face, papoose. No talk. Come.
What are you going to do?
Come. Maybe so Injun safe papoose.
Gosh, maybe he can help us, Martha.
Maybe so burn wagon. Come. Pony hide papoose inside dead buffalo. Huh. Maybe so, Injun. No, look here.
Hurry, Martha. I'll help you. Look, we can both get in.
Stay down, papoose. Blue Cloud, he come back soon.
What you find, Blue Cloud?
No find pale face in wagon, Chief Gray Eagle.
Maybe so we take new trail, you, Morrow Sun.
No good. No good, Chief. Blue Cloud say we go now.
Maybe so more pale face come. We go village now. We take cattle, food. We burn wagon.
The story?
No, Danny, not yet. It seems those two children stayed inside that buffalo, waiting for Blue Cloud to return or for another caravan to arrive. And one day, across the wide-flung prairie, came crawling a long line of lurching wagons under the command of Ezra Tuttle.
Well, Ezra, I wonder what's got into Bill.
I don't know, Mary, but we'll soon find out at the rate he's coming.
Oh, boy. Hey, looks like we're in for trouble, Ezra. I just saw an Indian up ahead, probably a scout.
Your nerves are playing tricks with you, Bill. Then those government men tell us this morning that the nearest Indian was 80 miles south of us.
I don't care what the reports were now, Ezra. I know an Indian when I see one. You can look, see for yourself.
The heat's getting the old-timer. I don't see anything except a dead buffalo. How about it, Mary?
Oh, I can't see any sign. Wait a minute.
What is it?
There is an Indian there.
Huh? Oh, by gosh, so there is. He's standing up. He's signaling to us.
What'd I tell you, Ezra? What'd I tell you? Who's crazy now?
I don't know. But there's something funny about this deal. Bill, bring up half a dozen of the boys.
What are you going to do, Ezra?
I've got to know what that Indian's doing out there on the prairie alone.
Oh, do be careful, Ezra. One wagon train has already been burnt here.
Can't see there's much to be careful about. Single brave certainly ain't going to tackle a whole caravan.
He really looks as though he was waiting for us.
All right, Ezra, let's go. And if it's a trick, these redskins are going to have a pretty tough reception.
It can't be a trick. There isn't a place for anyone to hide within a couple of miles. Here, Mary. Hold those reins till we get back.
Wrap them around the whip socket, Ezra. I'm coming with you. I'm every bit as curious as you are.
Oh, no. You can't do that, Mrs. Tuttle.
You're wasting your breath, Bill. She's made up her mind. Here, give me your hand, Mary.
Look. He put his rifle down on the ground.
That's lucky he did, too. I've got a notion to take a shot at him anyway.
Forget that kind of talk, Bill. I'm still in command of this wagon train.
Blue Cloud feels good. Glad you come.
I'll bet you are.
Quiet, Bill.
Ezra, look in that buffalo carcass.
Well, I'll be hanged. A couple of kids.
Oh, that's what he's up to. Why, the dirty coyote.
Stop that gun, you fool.
Well, all right, Ezra. You win.
But I tell you, you're making an almighty big mistake now.
We'll give them a chance to explain first. Get those children out, boys.
Are they alive? I wonder how long they've been in there.
Oh, Papoose live in dead buffalo many day.
You seem to know so much about them. Maybe you can tell us how come they got in there.
Me put Papoose in buffalo.
Well, I don't see how anything could live in a smelly place like that.
Say, the boy's coming around all right. Oh, Carver, get some water out of the barrel in Ezra's wagon, will you?
Oh, Mother, Dad.
Now, young feller, now, you tell us what happened.
Corny kill many people.
What? Why?
Why?
Pale face kill buffalo. Injun go hungry. Pale face make Pawnee be slave.
Oh, they do, eh? Well, maybe we can fix it up so as you won't care what you are.
Please don't hurt him. Martha!
He's the Indian that saved us when the wagons were burned.
That's right, sir. He hit us in the buffalo and told us to wait for him to come back. The other Indians would have killed us if he hadn't found us.
The Indian's right. The children are right, men. We have no quarrel with Blue Cloud. I think he's already proved to be a better man than most of us. How about it, Bill?
Well, it kind of goes against the grain, Ezra. But, oh, let him go. Shucks, I figure he's earned it.
That's right. Here's my hand, Blue Cloud.
Good. Now, Blue Cloud, go back to his people.
Oh, why don't you come with us?
Please, Blue Cloud, please come with us.
Well, we'd certainly like your help along the trail. We're none too sure of it.
Maybe so, Blue Cloud, show you good way to end of trail.
Did Dick and Martha get well? And what did Blue Cloud do?
Well, one question at a time, young fella. Yes, Dick and Martha did get well, but it was days before they were able to tell the complete story of the attack on the wagon train. As for Blue Cloud, he stayed with the party until they arrived safely in Oregon. But the last few days, he was pretty restless. The Indians had a strong love for their family and for their tribe. One morning, Blue Cloud rose early and slipped away after telling Marty Tuttle to teach children to love nature and understand the Indian. When he left, he said, "Me go find my people. Maybe so someday, find my people. Maybe so someday, come back."
Gee, that was a swell story, old trapper.
Yes, Danny, and a lot of the old-timers have heard about it before. But I'll have another Indian yarn to tell next time we meet around the campfire.
I sure enjoy your stories, old trapper. Now about the Apache Indians. Is it true that they are the meanest tribe in America?
Well, that's a long story, Danny. But here's what I'll do. I'll tell you all about the Apache Indians the next time.
Sure and tune in again for the next episode of Indian Trails, when the old trapper will answer Danny's question about the Apache Indians. And he has a real exciting story for you. This program was transcribed in Hollywood by Callahan Radio Program and is for audition purposes only.